Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is standing by his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, after a second woman accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes is with us. Nancy, Brett Kavanaugh released a statement defending himself this afternoon.
That's correct. And for anyone who thought that perhaps he was going to bow out in the face of yet another allegation, he says, no, he's staying right where he is, and that these are last-minute smears, pure and simple. They debase our public discourse, and he won't be intimidated into withdrawing from this process.
Are there any signs Kavanaugh could lose any Republican votes after these latest allegations?
We haven't seen those signs yet. We've been asking, particularly the offices of Republican senators who have not made up their minds on Kavanaugh yet, haven't already come out and said that they're going to vote yes. They've been very quiet today. Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. The Republicans who have gone on the record, like the Senate's Majority Leader Mitch McConnell or Orrin Hatch of Utah, they both spoke on the Senate floor just a few minutes ago and both said they are still firmly behind Kavanaugh, and they painted this latest allegation as yet another example of a coordinated smear, as they put it, on Kavanaugh's reputation. There is no indication that these women have been coordinating with one another or that they have any motivation to work together or to tell a lie. They're clearly going through a lot right now themselves, getting death threats and the like. But Republicans have sort of been using this argument more and more over the past couple days that somehow there is some kind of coordination going on between Democrats and these women, apparently, to take down Judge Kavanaugh.
Nancy, how will this Kavanaugh hearing work on Thursday logistically? How will it be set up?
Well, it is going to be in a hearing room that the Judiciary Committee often uses for meetings. We believe that Christine Blasey Ford would testify first, and then when she's done, she would leave and Judge Kavanaugh would come in and he would be questioned as well. What we don't know yet is if Republicans are going to go ahead with this plan that they've been considering to have an outside attorney, most likely a female outside attorney, ask Ford questions so they don't have to do it. The motivation, they say, is because you'd like to have somebody who's really skilled and trained ask the questions. Democrats say Republicans are taking this very unusual step, or considering it at least, because all 11 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are men, and the optics of them grilling middle-aged female accuser don't look that great. Democrats say they plan to do their own questioning.
Should be an interesting day in Washington on Thursday, no doubt. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes, thanks.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.